We're here with Beth from Anvil Lace Farm, right?
How we doing?
No, you're supposed to look at me, not at the camera.
No.
Or okay. You could look at the camera either way.
Look at everywhere.
Look at everyone.
Okay.
One or the other. Let's go backwards.
Okay.
Okay. All week long, I've been talking to people, and then I'm gonna hit you with the closer.
Sure.
So tell me about your last vacation, or do you not take vacations?
Haven't taken vacation since the honeymoon. We got married.
Oh, when was that?
2014.
Quick, what's your anniversary?
12, 13, 14.
12. Oh, wow.
My husband did that.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It's a clever one.
That's
yeah,
not bad. That's not
bad.
Credit,
yeah.
12, 13, 14. Was that, how long were you engaged? And then you're like 12, 13, 14?
Engaged 11 and a half months. We've been together now. It's been 10 and a half years. So
okay.
Been so married that, going on four.
That 12, 13, 14 is kind of cool.
He actually had the date before he asked me.
He
knew
so
that he had to remember. So he's like, I got the date. And I was like, we talked about it. I was like, you know, you kind of got to ask me to marry you before we can get married on that day.
Well, why wouldn't he do like 11, 12, 13 a year? I mean, you're together 10 years, right?
Well, I was one of those that said I never wanted to get married.
Okay.
He'd already been married, so
okay.
We weren't going there. And then all of a sudden I said, hey, I'm good enough to get married now.
I'm good enough. Okay.
And so yeah, he drug his feet a little bit.
What was the honeymoon?
I went to St. Lucia.
Okay. Is that in Bahamas?
It was beautiful.
And it was good?
I'm ready to go back.
Why not? What do you got? You got this to run, right?
We got this.
Okay, so how long has Anvil Lace...
We bought the farm in January of 15.
Okay.
We were supposed to sign before we got married. Paperwork kind of got shuffled, so we had to wait till after honeymoon to
okay, so
officially
this was
sign.
Kind of like a nice wedding present for both of you, right? Does he own the farm too, or is
yes,
it just
we're,
you?
We're partners. He has a full-time job. He's a blacksmith full-time.
Okay.
So, but we are co-owners.
Okay.
He's the anvil of the Anvil and Lace.
Oh, okay. So you guys named it too.
Oh yeah.
You didn't just take over.
No. We started from scratch. Started okay. with a cow farm and made it a horse farm. And now we bought another horse farm.
It was a cow farm, or you wanted it, you had it
no,
as a cow
we,
farm?
No, we bought it as a cow farm, strictly land around here with the hunter-jumper people, thoroughbred people, just a little, we had to move a little further out, and we found a beautiful piece of property, but wasn't horse ready, so
okay.
We did that.
Now, when you're writing up the business plan,
uh-huh.
Right?
The 5-year or the 10-year?
Well, just the start, when you're like, hey, I want to... What was the idea? I want to build a breeding farm, a raise it. What was the original idea?
Yeah.
All of them?
Yeah, no. I started my standard bred career at Saga Farm. She had mares, foals, yearlings, basically what I'm doing. And it was a great first job, got me in the business. From there, I went to Walnut Hall, was yearling manager. Loved the yearlings, loved the sales okay. prep, but you got to have babies to prep. So
sure.
It's kind of a vicious cycle. Got one great foundation mare, and she's the reason we can do it.
Okay, so give the stats. How many mares, foals, stallions, breeding, blah 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 blah.
We have 25 pregnant mares on the farm.
Okay.
Some of those are just here for the Kentucky residency program. They'll
okay.
go back to Ohio for their breeder's reward. Go back to New York for their have to foal up there and all
right.
that. So 25 on the farm right now. I'd say we'll foal at least 15, but could be pushing 20 depending on what this mix sale does for us.
Okay, so. So you, how many do you own?
We own 7 and then doing some foal shares.
Okay, so some states, they got to come and be sired, right? Or bred, what's...
Kentucky, it's a 6-month residency.
Okay.
So I can breed to any stallion anywhere, but if the mare stays here 6 months a year of conception...
Any portion of the 6 months?
But it has to be consecutive.
Okay,
yes.
so they can...
So January till end of June, or June till end of November,
okay.
or any...
So they can yeah. go and get bred in New York, come down here for 6 months...
And they'll be New York and Kentucky.
And then go back after
most
6 months.
Most of them will, because most of them are breeding farms themselves, and they'd rather
sure.
pull their own. I mean,
okay.
they did their time here, and...
So that's a nice setup, then. Is
beautiful.
Kentucky one of the only states that do that?
Florida might have some kind of residency, but I don't know the rules.
Okay.
And there's not...
And you don't care. You're from
no,
Florida.
I'm not in Florida, and I know the...
Right.
The money that we have isn't there.
So you rate, you know, you take care of the mares, and
mm-hmm.
do you, and then some of them you foal out, right? Some
yep.
you take
yep.
care of.
Yep. Foal.
Any stallions or no? Not
nope.
yet.
Nope.
Is that gonna be part of the business plan?
I don't think so. Maybe some stallion shares, but no, I don't want stallions on the farm. I take a lot of racehorse turnouts that are stallions.
Okay.
We'll have probably McWicket will come again. He came last year for us, and
he's all right.
Yeah, pretty cool horse.
So are you taking credit for destroying Lazarus?
Not at all. That's all.
Soul credit?
No, that's...
That's what I heard.
No, not at all.
This horse came down to us flipped it.
We had him last winter, and then he goes to Florida, and then after he's done there, you know, Casey gets him back when he's ready to race. So, okay.
So now what about the yearling? These yearlings, are these just this yours?
No, I actually have a consignment of 8, and only one's mine.
Oh, okay.
So the rest are agent horses. Last year we had 7, and 3 of those are mine.
Okay.
So the agent horses are growing. Some new clients this year.
So people send you their yearlings, what, 10 weeks ago, or just for the sale?
No, both, actually. A few of them shipped in for me to sales prep. I kind of have a different background. I grew up doing miniatures and Western pleasure. I've done a little bit of everything. Been to Pat Pirelli clinics, do some Western horse, you know, natural horsemanship. So you
haven't been doing it the way it's been always been done.
You kind of learn from every, because
horse people are horse people. There's techniques that you can learn from everything, right?
There are, absolutely. I actually, within the last 3 years, worked a couple thoroughbred sales for Scott Mallory here in town. Okay. And you pick up something from, well, you should pick up something from everyone in every discipline.
Is it more like a standard of how you want the yearlings to act and raise? It's not like,
you know, and look? I have a very high bar that I want my yearlings to.
Okay. Yeah. So it's not just, hey, we got a kooky yearling, let's try out this stuff. This is parenting.
It is. I work on my feed program. I've switched some things around in that aspect in the past couple years. Just fine-tuning.
Wait, you're switching it?
Like you're adapting? The past couple years.
I don't understand.
I've heard... Younger generation.
You just do stuff for 30 years and that's it, right?
Yeah, that's in theory.
All right, so is there, in the last year, let's go, one thing that you've added or subtracted and said, all right, let's try this now.
A new farm?
What do you mean a new farm?
Oh, we have 2 now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Was it another cow farm?
No, it was actually a horse farm.
So is it Anvil and Lace and...
Anvil and Lace Annex is what we just call it, the Annex farm right now.
Oh, so it's not like a full farm. Or is it a full farm?
I mean, it's I have all my single mares because I've already weaned, so all the single pregnant mares are there. My filly and gelding racehorse turnouts go to that farm, and then I keep all the stallion and weanling and yearlings at home.
Whose idea was that?
To get another farm?
Yeah. Was it yours?
I'm afraid it was.
Okay. And how did... did you have to, when approaching your husband with this idea, did you have to prep him? Like, did you cook him dinner? Oh. Give him a back massage? And then just bring it on, honey, we're buying a new farm.
It was like this. Honey,
just rip the Band-Aid off.
I'm turning down too many horses. We got to expand. And he said, well, we just bought this one in 2015.
Right.
And this was 2017.
17, okay.
2 years, and you're ready to buy another farm?
I guess business was pretty good.
We're doing well. I can't complain. I have absolutely great clients, and we're happy. I mean, it's...
So now, like, do you split yourself up? Is there more work for you? Do you have a team working for you now?
I'm putting together a nice team. My brother-in-law actually just moved down from Indiana to be with us, so he's full-time on the job. Just hired another guy at the Annex farm. Help is hard to find around here. Mm-hmm. We struggled, but... And Doug fills in when he can. He's doing a great job this week.
Is it seasonal, or is it more, hey, we need full-time all the time, or...
Full-time all the time. Because we go straight from sales, and then I already have racehorse turnouts coming in, and they're waiting to come in until I get these out.
Okay.
They leave roughly Christmas to New Year's, depending on...
Oh no, an Amber Alert. Is that what it is? Presidential alert? Wait, what? What is going on? You got that too? What is that?
National Wireless Emergency Alert System.
What is going on? What is that?
Look at us all.
What happened? Is it an Amber? I don't know what that was. That was weird. Oh, yeah. Caroline didn't go off. So
those leave roughly Christmas to New Year's, depending on the trainer, how they want them. And then I start foaling in January.
Why not buy how far away is the other farm?
10 miles.
Okay, so not bad.
It was basically the farm was set up, and the barn that I wanted to build on my current farm was already on that farm, so I could buy that whole farm for what it would have cost to build the barn.
Are you gonna buy like another farm in Florida or something?
Oh no, not Florida.
You're
no.
Kentucky.
I'm Kentucky.
Are you born in Kentucky?
I was born in Kentucky, closer to the Louisville area, but okay. Yeah, I'm Kentucky. Husband, Northern Indiana.
Okay, so you know.
He's not Amish though.
He's not okay.
Okay, I just. You know,
you're just throwing it
yeah,
out there.
Yeah, you know, he's from Northern Indiana. There's a lot of Amish. Sometimes he grows this out and looks.
I don't know the geography in that area.
Okay, well.
Is there lakes and stuff over there, or is it just Amish country?
It's just Amish.
Just Amish.
Yeah, yeah.
So how did he not become Amish?
Well, his family wasn't Amish. So
okay.
He didn't jump the fence.
But you
to
would
go
think
in.
You would think like they would just
well, when
swallow
they say
everybody
when he's
up.
From, you know, when they say where he's from, he's like,
okay.
And he kind of has that look. Sometimes.
Okay. Okay.
Except for the tattoos.
He's got a lot of tattoos.
Oh, he looks
like
you.
I like guys that have a lot of tattoos.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Is there going to be a third farm expansion?
I can't say no.
You can't say no. Maybe just every 2 years we'll
no,
buy another farm.
No, I can't say no. If everything fell in line, maybe sell the annex and get something bigger.
Is there any, like, is your farm, did you have to buy a separate farm because the area surrounding your first farm wasn't purchasable?
At the time.
Okay.
And now, it was about 2 weeks after I signed on the new farm, something
oh,
came.
Oh, no. So now you just make the first farm bigger, right?
Well, we've talked about it.
Look
know?
At the look. She's like getting excited.
How do we do it?
How do we do it?
We'll figure it out.
Are you guys going to build, like, a training center,
no,
too?
No, absolutely not.
No? Just
nope,
turnouts
not my cup
and
of tea. Nope. I like the raising baby sales prep turnout.
Okay.
That's my niche. That's what I like, and I'm not a racetrack
and
person.
And just keep buying a farm every 3 years,
right?
Right
now.
2 years.
No, we'll sit tight.
We'll sit tight.
Yeah.
All right, so, Ben, anything else that we missed?
I don't think so.
All right, so, if what's your shameless self-promotion? Everything's Anvil & Lace on Facebook and...
Anvil & Lace, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat.
Yeah.
We're here.
Oh, slide in the DMs, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, yeah.
For pricing and whatever else, and, you'll get one, if you do a turnout, okay. I didn't talk to her about this, if you mention this video, you will get one free day of turnout.
I'll do it.
On your winter, on your seasonal ones. How about that?
I'll do that.
Yeah.
I'll do that. No problem.
I don't know what that costs. I have no idea how much money I just cost her, but
yeah.
Whatever.
We'll take it.
We'll take it, right?
We'll take it.
All right, perfect. Thank you, Beth.
No problem. Thank you.